Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Put up on the Instagram story the other day asking for you guys to send in some of your questions for me to turn into podcast content. Got a couple of hundred questions, which was a great response. I'm going to do a few of these over the next few days, answering your questions to round out most of our content for the rest of the week. We've got three topics, but four questions today. Our first one from Project underscore Jake underscore. Thoughts on Broncos going after Reid Mahoney? Turpin just too unlucky with injuries. That's going to be our first one. Our second one comes from Charis3010. Maybe it's CHarris3010. What are your thoughts on Tyrone Mays' football? I think it's shit. That's coming from a Panthers fan as well. And our last topic is going to be about Selwyn Cobbo. We've got two questions here. The first one is from Canham83. Thoughts on Selwyn Cobbo getting the number one jersey for Broncos? Built like Latrell, fitness an issue? And from Mitch underscore 302-82720. Mitch has included his phone number on the end of his account, which is very cute. Cobbo, the answer to Queensland's lack of depth at centre. Three cracking topics there. Four really good questions. We're going to get stuck into the first one now from Project underscore Jake underscore. Thoughts on Broncos going after Reid Marnie? Turpin just too unlucky with injuries. I've heard these rumours. Personally, I'm not buying into them. I think Jake Turpin, he's been a club captain or in the leadership group up there for a year or so now. I really like Turpin. I think he has been unlucky with injuries. Do I think he's going to be in that top tier hooker caliber? No, I don't. But he's a good enough hooker for you to be able to be successful with and be able to spend big money elsewhere. And sometimes you need this sort of balance in your spine. Sometimes you can afford to pay less to one position in your spine if you've got quality guys in others. They've obviously got Adam Reynolds there. Now, for me personally, I think you need to spend really big money on either a 7 or a 9 to have a successful football team. They haven't spent a heap on hooker. They've got Jake Turpin. He is solid without being great. They've spent their big money on Adam Reynolds. I really like that signing. I can't see them going after Reid Marnie. If they were to get Reid Marnie, I think it'd be a great get, no doubt about it. But I don't think the Parramatta Eels are going to just let this guy go. You saw the Parramatta Eels without Reid Marnie. They're a very different football side. They really do miss him when he's not on the field. This year, Reid took his game to a new level. Probably would have made his Origin debut if it wasn't for injury. You've got to think that Reid, I mean, that's probably not the peak of his football, what we saw this year. This is his first season where he's really established himself as a top shelf nine playing 80 minutes of first grade football. There's only more upside left in Reid. Personally, I can't see the Parramatta Eels letting him go. Sort of feels like the Eels are on the edge of potentially doing something. To lose guys in your spine would just be a bit of a nightmare, and I think if they're going to let anyone go in that spine, I don't think Reid Marnie's going to be at the top of that list. They also don't have a guy that can come in and replace him. We saw that Ray Stone didn't really do a good enough job in that final series. I think they just let the young Lussick bloke go as well. So you don't have a guy to step in there. I think Reid Marnie is loved at Parramatta, from the club to fans to coaches, players. Everyone seems to love Reed Marnie. I can't see him leaving. I think if Reed Marnie was to go, I think he'd be more likely to join Redcliffe the year after. I can't see him leaving Parramatta. I can't see Parramatta letting him go. I can't see Brisbane just letting the value of Jake Turpin slip. He's good enough to be able to handle that position. He's not as good as Reed Marnie, don't get me wrong, but I don't think, once again, there's a gaping hole between these two footballers. You're going to have to pay a lot more to get Reed Marnie out of a team that's going to finish in the top six next year, going to the Broncos, who, you know, still could quite easily miss finals. Yes, they've recruited well, no doubt about it, but it's not like they're a bona fide top eight team. So it would take a lot of money to get Reed Marnie to leave, in my opinion. He's also going under Kevin Walters. It's not like he's leaving to play under Bellamy, Robinson, Wayne Bennett, one of these guys. So it would take a bit of coin to move him. I think that Jake Turpin, for the value you're getting, you're potentially getting more value out of Jake Turpin than what you would out of Reed Marnie. So I would be sticking with that one. Great question from Project underscore Jake underscore. Thank you, mate. Our next one comes from C. Harris or Charis, 3010, however it goes. What are your thoughts on Tyro May's football? I say shit. That's coming from a Panthers fan as well. Look, Tyro May, I think he's a good footballer at a few positions, but he's not great at anything. I've always thought he's probably a 5'8", could slip in at halfback. I've seen him play halfback in Reggies and stuff and do really well, but I just don't think he's ever going to be full-time first-choice guy. Has he got ability? Yes, no doubt about it. We've seen him come into first grade and do some good things here and there, but they've never been overly consistent. I've seen him come into now two grand finals, hasn't performed overly well in either of them, in my opinion. I think this is the one situation. I know people say that Ivan Cleary, you know, he favours Nathan in things he does, which I think is absolute bullshit. I do think he favours Tyrone May to some extent. Personally, I would have gone with Mitch Kenny in that grand final side over Tyrone May. Ivan Cleary obviously has a soft spot for him. I think that's pretty evident over the last few years. He's obviously really good friends with Nathan as well. Maybe there's more to it. I'm not sure. But look, Tyrone May, I think he's a good 14 because he can cover centre. He can cover second row. He can cover 5'8 halfback. He can cover hooker if you need him to. Do I think he's an outstanding player in any of those positions? No, I don't. He's a decent footballer to have in your squad, but I don't think he's great at anything that I would pick him as a starting player. And then you throw on top of that the baggage that Tyrone May comes with, to be perfectly honest with you. To me, the guy seems like a bit of a moron. He seems very thick. I see he's got in trouble for that Instagram post the other day, which so he should. That was an absolute bonehead move in a sport dominated by bonehead moves. That is right up there with the very best of them. And, you know, take out all the off-field stuff. To make that grand final about him, like, I just, please, are you for real? Yes, you featured in that team. For me, that should have been Mitch Kenny's spot. Tyrone May came on the field, had minimal impact on that game, didn't do anything of note. And I think back on that game, the only thing I remember is when he came on, he dropped a ball cold right in front of the Rabbitohs try line when the Penrith Panthers were on the front foot. He played a grand total of, what is it? I'm just trying to find it here. He played a grand total of 13 minutes in that game. And to build it up like that was about him and that was his redemption story, I thought that was absolute bullshit. You know who else played 13 minutes? Spencer Lenu. Did he make it? The Spencer Lenu show, was it all about him? No, it wasn't. It was about the Penrith Panthers for him. This just sums up Tyrone May, to be honest with you. For him not to be able to read the room enough to understand that what he was saying was just the stupidest thing that he could possibly come up with at that time, but then to try and make that grand final about him. I understand he's a footballer. I understand his career is leading up to this moment. That's all good and well, but read the room and be self-aware and be self-aware enough to understand that you are a role player in this team. If you weren't in this team, it would have no impact on that side whatsoever. They could have won that premiership with 16 instead of 17 players without Tyrone May, in my opinion. Might be a bit harsh, but I've just got no time for him after all the shit he's done off field. And I understand people make mistakes. I think it's a ridiculous fucking mistake, and I'm not excusing it in any way, shape, or form. But then to double down on grand final night, and look, that whole, the slideshow, the quote, all that sort of stuff, he's planned that before the grand final. Don't think that that's him getting on the beers in the change rooms after. He's planned that out. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever. Tyrone May incredibly self-centered, in my opinion. He knew he was going to be on the bench. He knew his team was a really good shot to win that. I think he already had that Instagram post ready to go. He just comes across as that sort of fella to me. All the players absolutely love him. That's fine. Must be a good fella to them. But I think outside of that, you can see that there's something not quite right there. I even thought, you know, jumping on with Matt Burton on all the Instagram lives, every time he was around Matt Burton, he would scream, he's going to backflip, just to sort of get stuck into Dogs fans. I just think he's that sort of a character. I don't have all that much time for him. I think he has got ability, but I don't think he's outstanding in any position. And I think Penrith should probably cut ties with this guy. Ivan probably won't. This is probably where you can say he does favour guys a little bit. I think he definitely favours Tyrone May. So that's my thoughts on that. I don't think he's a terrible footballer. I think he's good at a few things. I don't think he's great at anything. I think he could walk out of the Panther system tomorrow and nothing would change in any way, shape, or form. I wouldn't say he's in their top two hookers. I wouldn't say he's in their top three halves. I wouldn't say he's in their top three fullbacks. I wouldn't say he's in their top four centers. I wouldn't say he's in their top four second rowers. So, yes, he's handy to have. You could have a lot worse guys in your system, but I don't think he's a needle mover in any way, shape, or form, Tyrone May. Let's go to our next question. Thoughts for that one. So our next topic is about Selwyn Cobbo, obviously the young gun out of the Brisbane Broncos. Our first question from @canham83. Thoughts on Selwyn Cobbo getting the number one jersey for Bronx, built like Latrell, fitness an issue? Look, I love the way that Selwyn Cobbo moves. He is young. He is raw. I spoke him a little bit about him during the 2021 season. I picked him up on my Supercoach side a couple of times. He has got high-end ability. I think he's just waiting to have that one play in the NRL that just builds his confidence, that one big explosion play. There was a game that they played at the end of the season. I can't remember who it was against, but he burst through, got a line break. I had him in my Supercoach team, was cheering him on. It got called back for a forward pass, and it was the first time we really saw him in clear space, one-on-one with a fullback, that he'd put himself in a position to show what he can do. You could tell how devastated he was at the time. We saw him go back and play Queensland Cup for Wynnum. I think he's going to be a supreme talent. He's going to be unreal. I just think that he is raw. He is young. It's a big jump from that Queensland Cup dominating to just being...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
At par for first grade, essentially, with all due respect to Queensland Cup. But I have no doubt whatsoever this guy will be a success in the future. I think he is built like Latrell. He reminds me of Latrell, the way that he moves, his balance, all that sort of stuff. Fitness, I can't comment on that. I've only seen him play a couple of games. I never thought he looked like he lacked fitness, to be honest with you. He looks like a young guy coming into first grade. But I wouldn't say that's... You know, I wouldn't say, oh, he's lazy or anything like that. I think anyone saying that is just full of shit and just jumping to conclusions, trying to compare him to Latrell and the narrative that the media puts out about him there. I can't see any reason to call this kid lazy at the moment. He's a young guy coming into first grade who's playing first grade without really playing much Q Cup, without playing much reserve grade and whatnot. It's a weird time, 2021, to be coming into first grade. So I think the kid's raw ability is very high. It's going to take time, but I think he will be a really talented kid in the future. If not, halfway through this season, he could explode. So interesting to see if he does get that one jersey. If he does, I just think the Broncos need to stick with him. They can't do what they did with Isako, with Brody Croft, leave him in for 5 weeks, panic, and move them out of there. Just got to leave him there for the season, let him develop, let him become the player that he's going to be. But you have to make that decision in round one, and you have to leave him there. So make that call now, Brisbane. Make that call, Kevin Walters. Don't get cold feet when the media comes after you. Leave the kid there. Let him develop in his own time. The next one is from Mitch underscore 302-82720. Mitch, what is doing with that, mate? If I can sort that shit out, please. I can't keep up with it. Cobbo, the answer to Queensland's lack of depth at centre? Quite possibly. Once again, I think it's going to take him time just to get used to playing first grade football. If he's playing fullback, that will definitely help his cause. But State of Origin is a big test, especially when you consider the guys he's going to be going up against. Latrell Mitchell, Tom Trbojevic, these sort of guys. It is a really, really hard task, especially for a kid who realistically, yeah, he's big, he's lanky, he hasn't grown into his own body yet. Yeah, he reminds me a lot of when GI and Latrell Mitchell burst onto the scenes. They were just these skinny teenagers who had this strength that you couldn't believe. But when you put them on the biggest stages against the biggest and best players, they are going to be shown up. So Selwyn Cobbo, he's a guy that I would just wait a couple of years until he is a bona fide first grader. He has shown that he can handle week-to-week grind of first grade football before I rush him into State of Origin. I think eventually he will play Origin. I actually assume he's a Queenslander. I haven't double-checked that. I'm just reading that off this question. Hopefully he is. I think Queenslanders need a guy like him to come along. In a few years, if you can pick him at centre, you can match him up with Latrell. That'd be like a mirror in between them. That'd be unreal to see that clash. But don't rush him into State of Origin. Let him find his way in first grade. Let him make a heap of mistakes. Let him get shown up a couple of times. Let him grow. Let him develop at his own pace. And then I think eventually he will be a star in State of Origin. Thank you to the four people that sent in these questions. Sensational ones. Really enjoyed diving into these. More to come over the next few days.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.